Listen, I had a hair emergency. I got a panty head. My name is Madge, and I got a lesbian living in me. I'm really glad that death happens, because computers don't work for shit. And I think the best cure for that is death for all humans. Because I think it's the only way computers are ever going to work. Is if people die. Okay. Sorry about my look. I'm sorry about my house dress. And I'm really sorry about my armpits. I'm waiting for the people to come online from the chat room. And as you can see, I'm a little bit portable today. I need some responses from the chat room to know that this is working. Hello. Oh, let me start recording. Now I'm recording the video. Now I'm recording the audio. I need to know it's working. I don't give a fuck if it's choppy, zit face. Cheryl, why don't you come out? Come out wherever you are. Zit covered ass. Choppy. Is anyone else chappy besides for the Rilch? Who is incognito? I'm at the beach. I'm at my traveling companions at condominiums here at the beach. Look at how pretty, see? Fuck off. Yeah, look, I'm at the beach. It's choppy there too? Audio or video or both? You're not Cheryl. Okay. Everyone has zits on their ass, not just Cheryl. Which is choppy? Oh, you know why? Because you're ugly. Actually, let me shut down the other computer. Because I am in a very, very low bandwidth household. So let's see if I can, first of all, prolapse the old urethra. I'm going to shut down this computer completely, or at least put it to sleep, because I don't know what the fuck she's up to here. Let's see. Sleep. Oh, it's Oi Mac. Oi Mac. Go to sleepy. Okay, she's asleep. Okay, so we'll turn down the video quality to 25%. Let's see what you're seeing. And the audio is okay? More audio what? You know what? Fuck you. If you don't like the way it's working, then don't fucking watch the show. Watch, listen for it later. Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, it is choppy, but you know what? You might have to go fuck yourself. Because I'm on a low bandwidth El Cheapo kind of old people connection. You know how old people are. They always pay for the cheapest thing. They'll only pay for the my video is totally frozen. Okay, let's move it down to 0%. Audio. Video is down to 1. I'll take audio down to 11 kilohertz and some else. Now, I really can't make it any lower than this, you assholes. Hello? And Skype is completely out of the question, you realize. Hello? Hello? Listen, am I on? I don't think I'm... It sucks. Well, maybe I just won't do the fucking show then. It sucks. Yes, what? It's shitty, but we got you. Well, that's a compliment, because it implies that the other times it's not shitty. I'm doing the server monitor, and I don't see shit. To me, I just see a still picture. Are you people seeing a still picture, or is it moving? That's all I want to find out. Hello? Oh, God, you people. It's moving. My bowels are moving too. Oh, there I am. Oh, it's better this way, because actually this works out nicely, because I have the hairy armpits. Hello? I can't wave at you because you see my hairy armpits. Now, you'll notice I'm wearing a panty head. Let me put out my Twitter. Live from the beach. From the beach. Beach yeast. Beach yeast. Okay, I just sent out a Twitter that says I'm broadcast. Was that me? This Brucha noise sound. Barely live. Well, at least I'm doing something. I'm like that Chris Perillo and his twat wife, sitting there getting osteoporosis while 400 people look at their ads. People are so goddamn dumb. Why am I doing this show? I'm having an existential podcasting crisis. Hello? I think I look pretty pixelated. But there's some static going on. And there's some interference on my microphone. Audio is low. Well, you know why? You know what? Shut up. Audio is low. You mean the quality or the volume? Huh? The volume. Oh, okay. I can fix that. That's not a problem for once. Did I send that Twitter? Oh, I already did. Did my Twitter go out? Okay. I mean, remember, this is also an audio podcatch. So you can always, like, fucking look at that. What was I just going to do? Oh, I was going to check the audio settings. That's right. Hello? Let's turn it up. Hello, audio settings. There. Is that better for you, you douche? The video has a fuzzy screen thing like the effect they used to do on the woman. Well, you know what? I didn't know that. I didn't know they did something. What did they do to Uhuru? Hello. I wonder if I will be backlit if I show you the beach. Oh my God, you're not looking at vaginas, are you? Oh, I hope you didn't see my armpits, though I think you did. Hello, armpits. Oh Christ, armpits, vagina, clitorises. Everything's disgusting. Can you see the beach? Hello? You see the beach there behind me? Oh, that's better. Now I'm in a silhouette. Like that. How do you like that? Oh, man, do I look good. I look good. Yeah. I look real good backlit. Hello, I'm pretty, not really. Hello. Oh, there I am. If I go close like this, then I become front lit. Lipped. Not with my fat head in the way. Well, I only have one head and it happens to be fat. Let's see. Boy, this having a terrible, I'm having a terrible, hello? Hello? Oh. Now we go back again. There, now you get to see the sun and the moon and the stars. Okay, Okay, so I'm guessing this, well, you got to see the beach, right? You want a tour? You want a tour? Here. I'll give you a tour, and then we'll go back to the regular business. Okay. Oh, get out of the way, fat face. Oh, that's me. Yeah. See, there's the water. That's the Atlantic Ocean. And there's the beach. See the beach? Ah! I must drop the cunt top. Then I'd have to get a new one. That's the beach. There's the lesbian of the house. Almost. Lesbian. Lesbian. Where's the lesbian? Oh, here I am. Okay, so we'll put this back here. Please don't look at my own pics. Thanks. Oh, my chair is all the way over here. What a disaster. Fuck. You know, hello. Maybe somebody else in this condominium area has an internet connection I can work it off of. Maybe if... No. They're all old people. I'm in one of those old people. I look black. That's fine. Excuse me. I got shrimp. My girlfriend, who I met in Ecuador, works at a shrimp factory, so I got it going on with the $2.99. Hello? I don't understand. I can't watch the server monitor because it's all fucked. I have no idea. Okay. Tell me when I snap. When I snap, type something in the checkbox, please. Jesus. Okay, so that's a long delay. Okay. That's all right. Hi, Bicycle Mark. Well, we have a problem in that I don't think... I don't really think... We can try it, but I don't... You know what? Can you be a guest through the co-hosting system here? Because I don't think... we got enough bandwidth for the Skype. Unless... Oh, that would be too complicated. Unless you called the old people landline, but that would be far too complicated. It's hard enough as it is with this chintzy, the what do you call it? A BPL, or Black People Line. Sorry. You like my house dress? My panty head? Okay, so anyway, I'll turn on co-host, and maybe Mark can co-host. Put on your, okay, I have co-hosting turned on, Mark. So I'm waiting for you. I hope I'm recording. Hello? Yes. Do believe I is. Mark, can you try... Oh, there. Unknown viewer. What does that mean? Show preview. I don't know what this means. Push it back in. It says on it. Hello? What is this? Oh, hi. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Oh, this is wonderful. I hear you and I see you. I hope I don't offend you with my panty.
Should I?
Huh?
No. Should I be better quality, or should I also have a bad low quality like you do to hide
my heterosexual
beard?
It's up to the audience. I see you fine. What about the audience? Do they see both of us and hear both of us? You can't hear Mac. Okay, Mac, you need to turn down your video quality and your audio quality. Hello? Excuse me. Hello? Why do I feel like this entire program
video
is spent...
Video quality going down. Quality.
Video quality. Maybe if you could keep the audio quality a little up, that would be nice. You know, I don't understand any of this shit. We see both, but no audio for Mark. Well, I hear him. This thing sucks, douche. You know that? Now I don't hear you neither. Say something, please.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me then?
I do, but I don't know if the idiots...
Hello, hello. Can you hear me then?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
Speak, oh idiots.
We don't hear him. Well, too bad. Anyway, Mark...
I do hear you, Madger.
You know, I can't be bothered with this technology, so let's just talk and pretend they hear us. It's since we're talking about life, they won't give a shit anyway. So, maybe I'll just not give a fuck. You can always listen on the MP3 later on and go fuck yourself. But this Ustream, it's really crap, huh?
I can turn on a hexternal microphones.
It has
hexternal.
Nothing to do with you, because I hear you fine.
Maybe if I use this.
What has that got to do with anything? You're gonna stick it up your ass.
That has to do with the retarded people.
Oh no, they're just retarded. You know, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I hear
is that,
you.
Is that you backing your ass up?
That's right. I can't believe you can hear that. So I'm in Florida. Look at this.
It sounds like Annie Melton was going in reverse there for a second.
I wish Cheryl was here because she could see. She would be able to appreciate my panty. This really is panty head. I forgot my hair. Pick, if you know what I mean. Look at this. These is panties. Can you see? Panties. Can you see these are really...
Yeah, panties on your head, yes.
That's right, yes. I got panty head. And I'm capturing it, don't worry. Oh, look at those horrible armpits. We can't have that on the program. Women aren't nice. Anyway, I went to this church yesterday, and it was painted purple. Obviously, lesbians... So tell me about Ecuador.
Church of the Goddess you're at?
No, that was just a passing comment.
Are people hearing me now? I need to know.
People, Mark wants to know if you're hearing them. Him. Listen, people, I gotta get eaten out. I can't waste my time with this technology. Well... how come you answered no if you didn't hear him ask the question? How about that? See?
I think then you asked him. Yeah, you asked him afterwards. Maybe, should I quit this co-hosting and come back as a co-host?
You can try it. Yeah, let's try it. I'll take you offline.
All right, and I can even reduce the quality by like a...
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we got rid of Mark. This show's just coming along nicely, isn't it? It's just coming along real good. The problem is, I'm not doing the program where I normally do it. Let's see, show preview, push it back in. Let's see. Hello? Can you hear me, Zan?
Hello?
Can you
hear
me,
audience? There's a shark out there you can jump.
Do you hear him?
Ha ha ha. Okay, shit kicker.
Do you hear him?
Can you hear me, audience?
God, you people are fucking annoying.
Is
all right,
he talking?
We'll try one more thing. I'm going to hang up on you, and then I'm going to log on the Skype, okay? And you can... The Mesmed Weinstein Skype. Okay.
That sounds good.
I don't know if it's going to work, because Skype uses a lot of bandwidth, and I'm in an old people connection. But we'll try it. Bye. How then? This is fucked.
OPC.
Down with it. All right. So I'm going to turn off the co-host... How do you turn off the co-host? Stop co-host invitation. Skypes. This is fucked. Audio source. Oh, wait a sex cunt. I know the problem. Sorry, Mark. Hang on, I know what the problem is. It's my fault. I know that's a shock. Let's try the co-host one more time. I think it was my fault. Okay, Mark, can you try the co-host? My audio just got crazy good. Yeah, you know why? Because I was using the wrong thing. Okay, it's my fault. I apologize. Let's see, push it back in. Prolapse. Hello? Talk, please.
Push that back in. Hello?
Now you hear him, right?
Is this good enough for the old people audio?
They hear you now. They hear you now, Dan. Okay, you know what the problem was? It was really Cheryl's fault.
Oops.
Let's just leave it at that.
Hold on.
I hear you. You didn't hit no mute. The problem was this fucking bullshit.
We got a bit of a delay.
Hold on. I see a hot lesbian who's mostly naked downstairs. What's going on with Ecuador while I look at this sad masturbate? Okay. What you got going on down there? Hey, penthouse.
Hey.
What? Hey, penthouse, baby. Hey, baby.
Oh, we have this fucking delay.
Hey, baby. No, I hear you. I hear you just fine. I'm just ignoring you. All right.
That's good.
Okay. How are we doing?
I put myself really fuzzy so that nobody can comment about
okay.
what I look like.
The video fuzzy is fine, but can you turn on the, oh yeah, I got panty on my head, panties in the penthouse. Can you turn the audio quality up so that we actually accomplish nothing except technology?
Yeah. Do I sound higher quality to you?
Okay, you know what, let me make a new recording for the Ustream, that way it'll seem better. Okay. Audience, hold on. Okay, so now I stopped the recording. Oh no! What's going on now? Oh no, it won't let me restart the recording.
Some lesbian drilling going on.
You know what? Fuck it. Alright, let's see. Recording. Hold on. This is such meta bullshit. Bolshevik. Now I'm going to start recording again. We got a new recording going on. I'm talking video. The audio's nightmare's all been recorded, unfortunately. So, Mark, what's going on? Tell me about things. And I want to know about Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, what you know about all this. And I got panty head. Panty head. Yes?
Well. Well, I mean, in Ecuador, you have the newly elected, or relatively recently elected, Correa.
Right.
And he has a plan. They all do. He wants to rewrite the Constitution.
Yeah.
And according to him, it's all about making a more just society and making
okay, Mark,
it more stable.
Listen, you're going to have to turn your audio quality up. It sounds like you're talking on a goddamn... 9/11 airplane transmission. Can you do the... Just the audio.
It's all the way up now. This shit is
it really? Well, then I guess it's just fucked. Okay. Well, that's fine. Everything sucks, but it's... Okay. Well, So you were saying about Carrera and what he wants to do. What does he want to do?
Yeah, so that was what you remember. You were talking about this this Guayaquil and how
I got eaten out there.
That's where you got eaten out? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I like that story. That was a good story.
Among other places.
Yeah, and he wants to do this, and he promises that it's to make the country better.
Promises to do what?
But it also creates a much more centralized kind of thing. Rewrite the Constitution.
Okay. Because the problem is now...
Which, coincidentally, is more or less what Morales wants to do in Bolivia.
Okay, but Venezuela is much further along in this process because they've already got a socialist system under Chavez, correct? Oh my God, this sucks.
They have a much more socialist-style government.
Because the problem is, the way I see it, the perception is, okay, when my traveling companion got her camera stolen, you know, she got all indignant and blamed it on society and everything, and see, this is what happens in a socialist country. The thing is, though, is that the leader, Carrera, may be socialist, but as of right now, there are zero social programs in Ecuador. So children, when they become orphans, become beggars. Right. And then when they get a little bit older, they become prostitutes. Just like we did in this country before the New Deal. And if the Republicans had their way, we're going back to that. So, yeah. Anyway, but I'm more interested, I guess, in...
Well, you also have to remember that...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's just so hard with the delay, the bad echo, all this shit. It's fucking ridiculous to try to have this conversation. But maybe we should finish it when I have a better connectivity. But there was the Venezuela, Colombia, there was another skirmish yesterday. I don't understand. You don't think there's a possibility for a proxy war between Venezuela and the U.S.?
No, I mean not a, like a war in the sense that you know it and I know it.
That's good. All right.
You know, it's funny you were talking about the sending kids to the front lines on the border with Colombia and Ecuador.
Right.
And it's kind of like you're talking about a war, but you could be on the front lines. Nothing's happening. You're just running around in formation, practicing.
No. I realize that. But still, it's a bit alarming that they stop buses in order to find draft dodgers, and then if they are draft dodgers, they immediately move them to the border, and it tends to make me think that there is a possibility. Yeah. Now, the other thing I noticed is that Colombia and Ecuador, at least from my standpoint, are worlds apart. Colombia has become, and I was there with, like, you know, 35 years ago, and it's like a totally different place, but they've become much more U.S.-like. Much more. They have taken some efforts to reduce poverty, even though it hasn't worked. Basically, they've hidden it better. And they have more armed guards with machine guns. And plus, my relatives live there, and they own restaurants, and so I didn't have to look at all the egg. But in Ecuador... well, I got eaten out in both places, and I forgot what I was going to say. Comment.
Which was better?
Ecuadorist. Gonna go back there, I guess.
Okay. Well, yeah, but it's true. Just like what you just said, Colombia has chosen a very different route from the rest of Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed kind of with the old way, which is to be good friends with the American government, accept their military aid, keep fighting the war on drugs.
Right. And there was this weird thing...
And the rest of Latin America has, for the most part, gone a different way, government-wise.
There was this weird thing. It was really, really, like, major, like, number one news for, like, the entire time I was in Colombia, which was only, like, 5 days. But, and I don't know if it made news here or in the Europe, but it was like they extradited a bunch of... I'm not sure if they were drug dealers or FARC... leaders, but they extradited them to, I don't know if it was the U.S., but to an Interpol court. And the Interpol court, you know, they had all these television programs. Everybody was showing the arrests of these FARC members or drug dealers or whatever. And it was almost like a Goldstein 1984 thing. Did you see any of that?
It was in the BBC to a certain extent, that it was a big deal. I think it was that they were giving them over to the U.S.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway...
But it didn't make, like, regular, like, no front page or even second page, but it was down there in the headlines.
You're fluent in Spanish perfectly, right? I mean, I know you speak Portuguese, but you're fluent in Spanish.
I'm fluent, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I need some help. Because my new girlfriend down there in Guayaquil, she only speaks Spanish, and I've been trying to communicate, but we've reached a bit of an impasse. So can, not on this program, but another time, can I put you on a three-way call and you can do a translation without judging?
That'll be interesting, yeah. I might give her a headache, you know, I speak Portuguese Spanish.
Well, she speaks Guayaquil Spanish.
But it'll be fine, yeah, we can do that.
And Guayaquil Spanish is very difficult because it's very slurred. It's kind of like Cheryl English. You know what I mean? Fucked.
But
my new lesbian girlfriend works in the shrimp factory. Actually, it's Camarones. Do you know what those are? Camarones.
Yeah.
It's kind of a shrimp, but it's a little bit more than $2.99.
Really? What are they, the jumbo shrimp?
They're the jumbo shrimp. They don't use the word prawn. No prawns for them.
Does she smell like fish?
No, but you're about the eighth person to ask me that. The eighth. But it is a good question. Oh, listen to this. Recording?
I mean, reading down there.
I'm reading from Ustream. Recording a co-host session will only record your stream. Co-host streams are not recorded. Well, then that's pointless. But at least I've been recording it on Audio Hijacks, so that don't matter, I think. What a disaster everything in my life is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Langostino lobster. I don't know what I was fucking talking about.
Is the shrimp lady going to come to the United States?
No, because nobody from Ecuador can come to the United States legally. Period. We are so racist here. And Europe, too. New girlfriend cannot come to the United States or to Europe on a tourist visa or a work visa. She can go to Canada only if she has a work visa with an invitation. What do you think of that? Racist a little,
I think that's bullshit. You know, I was in Harlem, white people's Harlem, today.
Harlem, the Netherlands?
And that's right.
Okay.
So it's a lot of white people, you
okay.
know.
And the Queen, doesn't she live in Harlem?
And I'm at the bus stop, and nope.
And there was white people there.
Her time in Delft, something. Yeah.
White people at the bus stop.
So I'm going to the bus, and it's me, and there's an old lady, real Dutch, sitting on a bench, and there's another girl, she's on the phone. She's speaking in Portuguese on the phone, Brazilian.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she gets off the phone, and she turns to me and the old lady, and she says in English, in broken English, "No bus today. No bus today." And I looked at her, and I said, "Well, in Portuguese now, why is there no bus today?" And she goes, "Oh, there's a strike." And then she's like, "Oh, you speak Portuguese." The old lady looks up and goes, "You're both foreigners?" And I looked down and I smiled and I said, "Yeah, apparently we are." And she goes, "What are you all doing in this little Holland?" And I said, "Well, I think we both think it's a nice place." And she goes, "Foreigners have to all leave. There's no space here." And I said, "Oh, I found space." And she goes, "No, foreigners have to go." And I was like, "Well, I'm going to stay because I like it." And then I smiled at her. And she was like, "Oh, And she looked down, and she's like, well, have a nice day.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It was scary.
Did you ask her, what is it that entitles you to this space where we're standing, but not
me? These are
the
people that are liking the government, you know, that they're kind of nice to you, they're kind of polite, too sweet.
Hmm. What is it that entitles her? There's a wonderful, you know, the Mozart opera La Nozze di Figaro was based on some famous play, and I can't remember the name of it. But there was a line in the play that says something to the effect of, you know, just because you came out of a cunt in Holland don't mean you get rights to Holland and I don't. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because you came, I mean, the whole thing is so ludicrous. I don't get it. You know, it was so sad in. I thought it was sad in where was I? In Peru, mainly because that's where we saw most of the artifacts. We went to a church in Lima, a Catholic church, horribly decorated, of course, because the Spaniards did it. And on top, the church was on top of 20,000 bones in catacombs. And I had to go through this bullshit. I'm like, why am I looking at all these dead people? It's so dumb. But then, you know, we found out that the square, Plaza de Armas, I guess they call it Plaza de Armas in all these countries. I don't know what that means. It's like the town square. But they said that even in Peru, during the Inquisition, they burned heretics there. Even in Peru. So these conquistadores came to Peru and these other countries. They destroyed the Incan civilization. They took their gold back to Spain. They literally built Catholic churches on top of these beautiful pagan temples for the sun. They destroyed them. They took away the symbols that were meaningful. And that's enough. If that weren't enough, what I really don't understand is, why is it that today 75% of these people practice the same stupid religion that the Spaniards forced down their throats? Catholicism. Hello.
Yeah, that's shitty. Sorry, it keeps cutting things off.
I know, it's fucked.
Nicely, I'm not on the moon.
He is on the moon. It's you know, the moon landing was fake. It didn't happen. Okay. Didn't happen.
Hey, by the way, the European Space Agency is going to start a space program with people, sending people in their own ship.
Why?
Because they can't wait for the fucking Americans. They take too long, and well, you don't want to go with the Chinese, and the Russians are bitches.
What are we going to do up there?
Plant crops and study.
Isn't that a little bit expensive for the gas and the global warmings? I know. Last time I checked, it required a lot of fossil fuels. Excuse me. Mark, this is horrible. I want to have
more
this.
And more fucks, man.
I want to have this conversation again. Are you going to be around tomorrow?
Thursday.
Can we talk Thursday? On the program?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Because this is bullshit. I appreciate it, but it's very frustrating to try and have this discussion, which I'm very interested in, with this fucked up technology and panty on my head. Okay. Can you hear me then?
Okay,
Max. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Go home. Go home. Go home. that hole. Okay. That was horrible. Okay, so I started recording again. Now, old people internet ain't so good. Okay, I'm going to go back finna inside. And maybe the internet's better without the interference of the beach. Whaley. Did I tell you about my friend Whaley? Oh, I think I done that yesterday. Hello, don't look at my lips. Oh, tell me if it's getting better. I got to believe it's getting bettered. Get fucked. Oh, now I got hammering in this goddamn bullshit. I got lesbian hammering wherever I fucking go. I crossed the world, and I still got lesbian fucking hammering. Look at this fat ass in an infinite window. Can you hear me, Zane? Ron Pond's there. Hello, Ray and Pan. Oh, Matt from the Big Gay Sex Show is there. I want to have you on my program, Matt, one day when my program is actually working. Hope that's okay. Is anybody actually commenting? Is this a... I don't understand why there's more people in the chat room than there are watching. That makes no sense. Skimps. The lighting crew is on tour. Hello, lesbians. Oh, God, I hate my pilgrim. So, I need to make a vote. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a, well, let's just put it here for now. In the pink hat. Oh, excuse me. When was he? This is, well, never mind. All right, so let's see. I need to make a poll because I'm not sure what to do with my afternoon. What should... Oh, yeah, let's do it. What should I be doing this afternoon? Lesbian... Oh, no. Nude beach... Lesbian bathhouse with nude tanning area. Well, area. I can't, it's not giving me enough spaces like the Twitter, so it's, I wrote new tan area. Number three, nothing. Four, work on Colombian Relch video. Relch vid. Get fucked isn't on there. Start poll. Okay, place your bets. Voting. Voting time. Okay, voting time. Who is that? Put that. Oh, so far I only have one vote. Work on Colombian Relch video. Who voted that? That's a terrible choice. Lesbian bathhouse 2. Work on Rilch. Rilch is winning. No, that ain't going to happen, so I need more votes. Anything but that. Nothing one. Oh, no. Four, work on Colombian Rilch video. Okay, that one really shouldn't have been an option. I need more people to vote. There's 20 people in the chat room, and only... Can I vote? Oh, come on, vote. Nude beach 2, lesbian bathhouse with nude tanning area 3, nothing 1, work on Colombian Relch video 4. It's a default machine. Well, you know, you can vote twice if you do, I don't know how. There's got to be a way. Big Gay Sex Show, did you vote? I don't think he's really watching. Patty Hearst, did you vote? Ustreamer 75985, did you vote? Okay, that's good. I appreciate that vote. A Florida recount, working on it. I need to, well, I also need to shave a little bit of vagina, and that's going to take some time, Ron Palm. I want, you know, it was horrible. I want to talk about on my trip, but do you know? Oh, good, lesbian bathhouse with nude tanning areas winning. Now, for those of you who chose that option, why do you choose that over the nude beach? I'm curious. Why is the lesbian bathhouse with nude tanning area more desirable other than the nude beach, which only got 2 votes? Sex. Okay, well, that's a good answer. Okay. It's also your party for your namesake, big guys. Nude beaches are cliche. What do you mean they're cliche? I don't get it. How is a nude beach cliche? I don't understand. What is a cliche? I don't get it. Anyway. Well, as long as the Colombian Roach video didn't win, I'm happy. Nude beaches are usually full of people you don't want to see nude. This is very true of said nude beach. But there's also, there always tends to be these weird black exhibitionists with these 12-foot cocks. And plus a camera phone, wink, wink. Okay. I need a few more votes. I need a few more votes. Only, how many people voted so far? 6, 8, 9, 13. A few more votes, please. A few more votes. 6. Why is my audience... My audience has been tiny ever since this bullshit. Ever since this bullshit started. Maybe some people don't see the poll button. Well, then they don't deserve to live. They're stupid. All right, listen. So, an interesting thing happened on the beginning of my vacation, which is that we didn't make the flight. And the reason is because the American Airlines told me that my passport was mutilated. Now, Mark, have you seen my passport? Have you been through any of this with me when we've traveled? Have you seen my moldy passport? You know the story about how it's moldy and disgusting, right? So usually I'm able to finagle my way through it. I've never had a problem with it because it's been mutilated since 2002, vaginal secretion. What happened is when I was on this bike ride from Amsterdam to Paris, I had the thing in the back saddle the entire time. But, you know, I've gone to these different countries, and occasionally, if I have a female customs agent, she'll give me a hard time. But I've learned how to sort of manipulate the customs people by going to good-looking men's. I have statistically found that they don't care. Good-looking men are happy because they get their penises sucked. So they don't care who they let in the country. Just a bit of tidbits. Oh, good, I got another vote for the lesbian bathhouse with the new tanning area. Anyway, what are you amening, big gay? What are you amening? What are you amening? I forgot what I was talking about. I need to know what I got an amen for. Helps me determine where to go with my pilgrim next. Hello? Now I forgot what I was talking about. Getting dick sucked. Okay, right. So, well, the thing is, like, so I was at American Airlines, and I quickly realized, as I'm with my traveling companions and my other people that drove me to the airport who were not happy, in a very crowded airport, the flight was at 4 p.m., listen to this fucking drilling, and the queen, and I do mean queen, at the American Airlines counter said, look, Peruvian customs will not let you in with this passport. We understand that other countries will let you in. We would let you fly somewhere else. But Peru will send you back and we will have to pay for it. And we will get reprimanded because American Airlines will have to pay. So I immediately realized that this was not something I could bullshit my way through, Jew style. I can't believe these lesbians are following me wherever I fucking go. High rises are full of lesbian drillers. Oh my God, Halliburtonst. Where was I? So anyway, they said, well, listen, you're going to have to get a new passport. And they said, there's a, Jesus Christ. They said, listen there, and this is at about 2 p.m. The flight was at 4. Maybe it was a little early. They said, there's a passport agency here in Miami. Why don't you call them, and maybe they can get you through. You can get on tomorrow's flight. And, of course, my mother, my traveling companion, she gets very indignant, and she's like, let me talk to the supervisor. So she's doing the whole supervisor route. I quickly realize, look, this battle is lost. It's clear that there's no way that they're going to let us in with this bad passport if Peru's going to reject us. So, this was actually... Right. Anyway, what happened is, I called the passport agency, and they have an automated appointment system. So I called them, and they said, you know, press one for, well, I called the number that the airline gave me, which was some local number. The local number said, look, we have an automated system now. Call 1-800-blah-blah-blah for the passport agency to make an appointment. So I called the 1-800-blah-blah-blah, and it says, press 1 for the passport agency in Washington, D.C., press 2 for New York, so on and so on, something for Miami. The problem is the airport was so noisy and made so many beep sounds that the beep sounds that the airport was making simulated the sounds of the touch tone. So it was like pressing the wrong buttons for me. So I couldn't get through to the correct agency. Excuse me. Will you shut up? So I couldn't get through to the correct passport agency. Frustrating considering, okay, so how am I going to get the fuck out of here, right? Because they have this new voice activated system that doesn't work for shit. It was so frustrating. I just couldn't deal with it. I tried to go outside to do it. Anyway, one of my traveling companions called the congressman responsible for this district in Florida, Miami. Whoever the congressman is, or maybe it's the senator in Miami. Some congressman. All I know is they're a Democrat. And do you know? Now, keep in mind that this was now, we're getting late, and I was freaking out. It was like probably 3 o'clock, 3:30. And they said, look, we called the congressman's office. They said, look, we'll try. So they tried to call the passport office, no luck. So the airline people said, okay, well, why don't you just take a cab downtown, because we don't know what time they close, to the building on Flagler, and try to get in there and get your passport today, and then you can go tomorrow. So we said, okay. And they said, there's also a flight at 11 p.m., but you're never going to make it, because you have to get, you know, it takes forever, at least 4 hours to make the passport. So we go downtown, and on the way downtown in the taxi, and by the way, the taxi took forever, because the taxi driver was so chintzy, he didn't have an easy pass. So that way he can have to go into the line for the change, which gives him another like $3 for waiting for half an hour in the toll line. So meanwhile, we're waiting. It was like one of those horrible movies with Dick Van Patten. You know what I mean? Family Affair, shit like that. And we're waiting. And so the lady calls in. She says, this is Mrs. Rodriguez or something. No, it was something as Alvarez, whatever, from the passport office. The congressman's office called us. We are waiting for you. Do you have passport photos, Mrs. Weinstein? I said, no, and we have to get those first. They said, go to the, get your passport photos, then come here at the passport office. We'll be waiting for you. Tell the security guard to ask for Mrs. Fernandez. I think it was Fernandez, because I said, can you hear the wind? And she didn't think it was funny. She said, come on, we're waiting for you. So I go to the Walgreens, and this man who was good-looking but so short, I had to hunch down to get my passport picture taken at the Walgreens. He didn't know how to make the photo. It was very stressful, very, very stressful, this whole business. And then I says, oh, come on already. You know, I didn't, because he was good-looking, and my research tells me that good-looking men, you really just should look at their butts. Okay. So I finally get the picture, and then we walk down. My traveling companion walked slowly. I walked faster into this United States federal building. We get all this crap has to get x-rayed, and our vaginas opened and all that shit. We finally get up to the passport office. It was completely empty. Now, keep in mind, this is about 3 o'clock. About 3 o'clock, 3:30. I don't know. The plane was to leave at 4, 4:30. I don't remember the afternoon. And so I'm like, fuck, what's going on? So we go to security guard. We said, Mrs. Fernandez says to let us in. So they said, what's your name? I said, Weinstein. They let us in. The passport office was completely office. They said, we're closing in 5 minutes, but we were waiting for you. So this Mrs. Fernandez is there. She takes my paperwork, and she says it's $135. And in 20 minutes, she had a brand new passport for me. She said normally the minimum amount of time this takes is 4 hours. Now, anybody who's gotten a passport knows normally this takes about a couple months, because you go to the post office and it's terrible. So I got So Mrs. Fernandez made this passport in about 20 minutes. We had to wait in the hallway because the passport office was closed. And there was some other schlump there who didn't pay his child support, so they didn't give him a passport. And then the plane crashed. Right, that's why I'm here, you moron. And so the weird thing is, and you can look on my Flickr if you go way back, because I flickered the whole... It wasn't stressful. It was fun as fuck. This was like the most fun on my trip. So you don't understand. When you're like a person who used to do drugs like me, like anything that involves a quest is extremely enjoyable. I mean, like, that's the best part of my life is when you have to, like... It's basically like you're jonesing and you need some cocaine. That's what this was like. Except it was for a passport. And so, anyway, so I couldn't believe it. So... Within a half hour of getting to this office, I had a brand new passport in my hand. Then we take a cab back to the airplane. We got there about 2 minutes before the actual plane we were booked on took off. So it was too late to get that one. It's 4:30. But we did get on the 11 p.m. flight. So it was only 6-7 hours late. And my traveling companions weren't even upset with me because we got an exit row seat because we were there so early. So, and the queen, when we came back to the American Airlines desk, the queen, and I do mean queen, said, "Oh my God, I've never seen anyone get a passport that quickly. Nobody." And I thought to myself, you know, even Madonna wouldn't have gotten a passport this quickly, so I'm better than her. So I'm the better match. But anyway, the moral of the story is use your congressman. I've said this before on my program. I have said this before to you. You know, these people work for you. They do not just sit there passively and listen to lobbyists and do things exactly to torture their constituents, though it often appears that way and often is that way. But sometimes... Like when you actually call them because you have an emergency, they can be useful. And this is where, when you hear those people on Democracy Now, and they're like, "Well, my daughter was raped," and they're like, "Well, how did you get, you know, how did you get out of this situation where she was locked up?" Well, they called their congressman. The congressmen, the senators, are the people you call when you're in deep shit, is the moral of the story. Anyway. And I have another story similar to that regarding emeralds and a very covert operation in Colombia. So we'll have to talk about that another time. But and the best part is I have pictures of this. And like there was a picture outside of the customs office and we were waiting on the floor of the passport office because it's this part of the Secretary of State. And there was a picture of George Bush, Condoleezza Rice, and Dick Cheney. You know what that picture is like. And I have a picture of my traveling companion standing there. And, well, it already has cum all over it, female cum. I don't know who it was. I think it was a congressman, whatever. Anyway, it has a little female cum on it already. But anyway, so now I got the chip in it. It's got the little symbol with the chip, so now they all know where I am. But, you know, I think passports are stupid because why are they still that fucking book? Why can't it be a laminated thing? You know, why can't it be a laminated thing? You know, why does it have to be this book where you fold and it has staples? It's fucking bullshit. And I hate the way they look at you when you travel like this. Like, are you you? Are you you? And I'm like, excuse me, do you have a big, fat, bloated, square face? Mm-hmm. Anyway, the European customs agents are much better looking than these fat ones inside America. All right. I've been talking enough. You've bored the hell out of me, and only 10 minutes later left in my battery. Okie shit kicker, I mean, you know these two, Mark. A global warming sham from the Weather Channel. What in the Christ are you talking about? I don't know. Well, that's true. There was the funny thing is like the only country that used the new way with the electronic thing was Ecuador. Oh no, and maybe Colombia. Oh, who gives a shit? This show's been horrible. Nobody's even interacted with me. I don't even know if you can still hear me. Like I care. because they don't. Don't. What a waste of time. Why do I still bother? I need more. Why did I lose my audience when I went away from... who cares? All right, this needs to end. Can I play a song on my program? Let's see. Do I have anything to play on this shit? With my, the 9 minutes left. The 9 minutes left in my program that I can... Oh, it's 13:09. It's 1:09 here in Miami. I mean, I'm in Fort Lauderdale now. So you've decided I need to go to the lesbian bathhouse, the eat-out party. I don't think Cheryl will be pleased. Good idea, though, because the lesbian beaches... Andy Vera says she'd be back tomorrow. There's no lack of Andy Vera. She said she's made it clear we're also going to record Eat This Hot Show tomorrow, and maybe you can get fucked. Let's hear... No, excuse me. What can we hear? And not that again now. Let's see. Hold on. Ball sack. No, here. Can we hit this?
Steal. But to the Lord you can cheat him. Because he never replied to me. Sir.
Can you hear this?
Give me that million. That million is a contract if I get 2%.
Hold on, I'll find something. This is the Bhagavad Gita. It doesn't translate well to podcasting, though.
That's commerce at the altar of the Lord. Whether you are a Hindu or a Christian or a Muslim or a Buddhist.
Loose lips might sing ships, but loose kisses take trips to San Francisco, double dutch disco, tech TV hottie, do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead, do it for the monsters under your bed, do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom, broken hearts hurt but they make you strong.
We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be. How's it gonna be? I'll drop kick Russell Stover, move into the starting over house. You know Matt Rouse and Chester watching me achieve my dreams. And we'll pray all damn day, every day, that all the shit our president has got us in will go away. While we strive to figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our minds. So if you wanna burn yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna cut yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna kill yourself,
remember that I love you.
Call me up before you're dead, we can make some plans instead. Send me an IM, I'll be your friend. Shysters live from scheme to scheme, but my fourth quarter pipe dreams are seeming more and more worth fighting for. So I'll curate some situations, make my job a big vacation, and I'll say fuck Bush and fuck this war. My war paint is Sharpie ink, and I'll show you how much my shit stinks, and ask you what you think, because your thoughts and words are powerful. They think we're disposable, well both my thumbs opposable, spelled out on a double word and triple letter score, and
we won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be.